Whether someone can be taught how to write is, I guess, an open question. Of course, you can teach someone how to write correctly, how to format dialogue, where to put a comma, how to present plot. But can you teach someone how to be creative or compelling? In the US and the UK, creative writing courses taught by established authors is big business. There's the famous Iowa Writers' Workshop, which began in 1936 in the USA, and that boasts an alumni that includes Robert Frost, Flannery O'Connor, and Michael Cunningham. In the UK, there's the East Anglia program, where Ian McEwan and Kazuo Ishiguro earned their master's degrees in creative writing. Australia also has a healthy creative writing tertiary program, but now the industry is growing with more private companies offering to help budding novelists, for a price, of course, as Kate Piercy explains.
If you trawl the internet looking for advice on writing, you might come across an ad like this.
Ever dreamed of becoming a world-famous novelist? How about having the power of influential storytelling? Or maybe you simply want to unleash the creative writing genius inside you? If so, then you are just 5 easy weeks away from being able to write spellbinding stories, best-selling novels, or written works of art. Even if you haven't done this before. Don't wait. Awaken your inbuilt creative genius by enrolling in this powerful 5-week course. Get started today. Click here now.
This Google ad embraces the sort of language more commonly associated with late-night television commercials for exercise machines and suggests writing schools are now big business. Creative writing programs have been a staple within the Australian tertiary sector for more than a decade, but in recent years, both universities and private companies have seen an increase in demand. And while universities offer accredited courses and qualifications, private companies are flourishing in an unregulated market. In the coming months, there are several newcomers to that market, including the Faber Academy. It's been running writing courses and workshops in Europe since 2008, with tutors as famous as Jeanette Winterson and Margaret Atwood. It launches its first program in Australia in March, in partnership with the publishing house Allen & Unwin, offering a 6-month selective course called Writing a Novel. It's described as an intensive, practical course that uses a combination of exercises, readings and discussion. And it doesn't come cheap. For 75 contact hours, budding novelists will have to pay more than $6,000. Catherine Heyman will be the first course director. She's published 4 novels and taught creative writing at Oxford University, but agrees there are limits to what can be taught.
In writing, you can teach craft. I absolutely hold to that. And over 20 years of teaching, I have seen consistently writers going from being not in control of their craft to being in control of it, and indeed publishing, and often publishing successfully. So I do believe that craft can be taught, the techniques of craft, for instance, narrative techniques, narrative understanding, classical narrative, you know, the tools of language, how to use them, how not to use them. There are what I would consider to be technical and craft skills. And then there are the other skills, which I would think of as being creative skills. They're the things that can't be taught, but can be encouraged and developed. Things like the ability to focus, the ability to notice, to absorb oneself in detail, to listen, to pay attention to the senses, to pay attention to the body, all of those things. Noticing and listening to yourself, and courage, creative courage. Those things can't be taught, but in the right environment, they can be nurtured and developed. So those two things, yes. Raw talent? No, that can't be taught. That is the thing, that it's the mysterious thing that means that one person can publish lots and lots of books and actually have a life as a writer, and the other person can publish the same number of books and be Peter Carey. You know, these are the differences, and you can't change your level of talent. But again, over many years of teaching and mentoring, what I have actually observed, to my surprise in some ways, is that hard work trumps talent.
Another new company setting up in Australia this month is the Sydney Writers Project, the brainchild of 2 writers, the American author Jonathan Englert and British writer Michael White. Michael White says they saw a gap in the market.
We're giving them a way to help them with their work and make it presentable, because Most people who want to write a book have the idea of doing it. They don't necessarily have the tools to actually go through with it. And just people I've met on writers, on tours and so on for books, I've met lots of people who say I've written a book or I'm writing a book, and they seem to miss many of the fundamentals about how to how to write it in the first place, how to put it all together, how to edit it, and then later on they have no clue about how to actually sell it or get it out there to agents and publishers, and they still use very old ideas like sending their book to a publisher, a full manuscript to a publisher, and it just gets thrown in the bin. That's the brutal truth of it. And it's just that they don't have the methodology, which is one of the things we teach them, apart from actually just the writing skills involved.
So is a course like yours a route to publication then? Is that how you see it?
Well, it can be. I mean, we hope it will be. Obviously, we can't guarantee anything for people. And it's largely up to how good a writer they are. But what we can do is we can set them on the right course, and we can give them very important clues as to how to do it and lessons in how to do it. It's quite an intensive course, and it's just building upon our own experience, both as writers and commercially, from what we've been doing over collectively. Well, I've been writing for 20 years, and Jonathan's sort of on the 15-year mark now, I think. And so I think, we can help people, but we can't obviously say they'll be definitely published at the end of it.
Of course, there's a longer precedent for writing programs within universities. And while payment for undergraduate courses can be deferred for a period of time, postgraduates without a scholarship can expect to pay around $10,000 a year. Brian Castro is a well-known Australian writer and chair of creative writing at Adelaide University. He believes programs here are finally developing reputations similar to more famous courses overseas.
There is a long tradition of creative writing programs in America, which started, I think the first student was Robert Frost in Iowa University in 1936. So it's been long established in America, and I was particularly surprised and pleased when I went to California to see how powerful these creative writing departments were, and that they had taken over from the traditional literary studies disciplines, both in terms of numbers, in terms of income, in terms of graduates, etc. It had been a boom, and it still is a boom in America, and I presume and I predict it would be huge here as well.
When you say they're powerful in America, what do you mean? You just mean in terms of numbers or interest?
No, in terms of its aura, in terms of its respect, because the number of students coming out of those programs obviously publish and become very important and famous writers, not just in America, but if we looked at East Anglia in the UK, that program produced people like Ian McEwan and Kazuo Ishiguro. So, people are coming out of those programs as fully-fledged published writers.
But would the bulk of students have slightly unrealistic expectations, do you think?
Yes.
It's a bit of a cliche that everyone believes they've got a novel in them. I mean, very few students realistically are going to be Ian McEwan.
Yes, absolutely. But it's not that cynical, I don't think. I'm not calling you cynical, but it's just that they learn lots of things other than being a famous writer or trying to become a famous writer. So they learn lots of things on the way. Basically, you can't write unless you read. So we actually teach reading and how to read, and we read differently. I think creative writers read differently from academics. So they're looking at, style and techniques and ways that they can use and imitate, perhaps, in the first instance. They learn how to research, which they won't get outside the university. So researching their field, if they're a crime writer, they will research that genre. If they're a fantasy writer, they will research that genre. So they're learning those things. And I think that, if they don't have the so-called creative talent, well, then they can also write nonfiction. They can become people who run marketing or publicity departments. They learn how to write a good sentence. I think that's really important, how to communicate in language, in the written language. So I think all of that actually counts. Now, out of this huge bulk, of course, you will get, and my experience is that you do get, maybe half a dozen, if you're lucky, really, really talented people with raw talent which you need to shape. And that's what departments like this does. Partly through, and I don't underestimate the osmotic effect you know, having a mentor, having someone who is a published writer. You know, we've got John Coetzee here, for instance. So having people like that around to rub shoulders with, just to talk with, and being amongst other writers. You know, we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to, you know, the standard is to publish a good novel or a good poem or a good, you know, play or make a good film. So in this artistic enterprise, everyone is together, everyone talks to each other, they have a library to work with, they have an atmosphere.
There are others in the publishing and writing world that are ambivalent about the benefits of creating writing courses, including Andrew Cowan, who teaches creative writing at East Anglia University in the UK.
I am very concerned that as students come to the end of their MA, that they may have become too dependent upon the workshop, upon feedback. They may have become too dependent upon the collective editorial enterprise. In a sense, they may have become institutionalized. And I kind of want them at the end of the MA to leave us now. I want them to go out and continue to write, but now to continue to write in the way that writers do, which is in isolation.
In the end, it's always the writer and the page. And if the industry continues to grow, would-be writers would be well advised to do their homework and perhaps remember that preying on vanity is an old snake oil sales technique.
That's the Book Show's Kate Piercy reporting there.